Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 3 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page, or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description. On this episode, we will answer some more listener questions and, of course, draft a new topic. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Keep family and friends close and God even closer, because you never know when your last day is here on this round globe. The 60s bring love to the soul, so let's get it on. Bomar is here.
Hey, boys, ready to rock and roll. 60s is good, man. Got this, got it going. Commanders won the first preseason game, so somehow, yeah, looks all right. Offensive line looks like crap, though, so we'll see.
Looking like goose poop.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back. I mean, I could, and make like a supercut of all of Bo's first lines after his intro, because he's always like, "That's right, boys." And I wish I could just be like, "That's right, boys. That's right, boys. That's right, boys." Like, I was waiting for him to say it, and he said it, and I just started laughing. Like, it would just take forever. Actually, it might not take that long. I'd have to, like, pull up all the files. I'm curious how far back he said that. Went to D.C. solo because he has no friends, but enjoyed watching his A's and the hometown kid, Zach Geloff, lose 8-2 to the Nats. He also went and played his first vintage baseball game of the year. Both of their stat lines, 1-for-3 with a double and run scored. Coincidence? Shine is here.
I am. Geloff, local boy, doing big things in the big leagues.
Summer Shine goes down to another sporting event and they lose. Is that a coincidence?
He's done a lot of losing this year, so that wasn't a surprise.
You need to wait till you get introduced. People's went, what? Who was that voice?
Summer is winding down, so he crammed in some more golf and beach time. Also, two mini trips upcoming. Birdo is here.
He ain't heavy. My brother. When you go back.
I don't know. I'll figure it out when it gets closer.
Not looking. Next week for Katie.
Summer break, boy.
And Eric. Next week.
All right. Return home from Delaware. Hanging with the boys, 36 holes, sunburned neck, Darius Rucker concert. Boom. Mic drop. Catman is here.
That was my life for the last 10 days. Neck looks like a zombie pizza attack, because I didn't put sunscreen on like I should have.
Told you. I told you.
Sunburn and thunderstorms?
Yeah, the plane ride back was smooth. The silk compared to flying out there, perfectly good. It's nice coming home, getting some salt water, hanging out for a couple days. I didn't get to see everybody, but I will see you again. I will be back there at some point. So it was fun.
Wagon wheel.
Oh, yeah. Darius is unbelievable. Thunderstorm rolled in. Like, it was like 15 minutes to 11. The show was ending. And he was just like, got to cut the show short. We got weather coming in. And then he just wagon wheel. The wind and the rain. While it was pouring down, people were running all over the place. It's great.
We saw him in the Bahamas this fall, and it was like off and on rain too. And they never stopped or whatever. It wasn't like a storm, but it was like,
yeah, no, it was blowing in pretty hardcore there at the end. But so good time though.
And next, I am sad to say that J-Cat was unable to be here tonight. However, in his place is an original member of the podcast. He's been gone for a few seasons now, but mentioned often. He is the number one Detroit Lions fan. He had some of the most questionable draft picks of all time. He was the first winner of the Eliminator back in episode 1. and he is the mortal frenemy of Shine. Welcome back to the podcast, Dilts.
Thanks for having me back. The stench you smelled was real, listeners. The stench you smelled was real.
And he hasn't cut his hair since the last time he's been on the air.
Founding father, ladies and gentlemen. Founding father.
Just be glad you're listening to this podcast and I have to look at this face for the next 2 hours.
Just go founding to the father door or look at a unwilling nickel. Participant for 17 episodes. That's more about what it is. Yeah. And I'm your host, Eric. After a missed week of drafting, I'm excited to keep rolling and draft another music topic. So let's get going. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. Dilts has all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. tpublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the emojis draft. Couple ties in the emojis draft. We have a tie for last place. Not many votes. A lot of the votes were pretty much for the top two teams. And it's a tie for last place. But with a decisive 4-0 vote from the other drafters, one team separated itself into fifth place. But in sixth place, comments include, first off, how dare you try to pander my vote by choosing my beloved eagle emoji? It was a valiant effort. However, this team is full of emojis I use on a fairly consistent basis. Oh, and the black middle finger is the only correct one to ever use. J-Cat's team, Splash Taco, sixth place.
Wow.
In the emojis draft.
Why the black middle finger?
I don't, just because. Probably. just because.
Curious.
J-Cat had 5.6% of the votes.
Wow.
And tied with J-Cat with 5.6% of the votes. But in fifth place, comments include Bird Gang, my team, more than words, fifth place in the emojis draft.
Wow.
Yeah, it is what it is. It was unpredictable. Definitely should have went with a face first. The fire was just not where people, they don't use it enough. We use it a lot, but not enough. In fourth place, with only one more vote, comments include cool face emoji and I never use emojis. Catman's team, send it. 6.9% of the votes. Catman.
Not less. Not less.
Has anything changed since I've been gone?
Well, he's not last.
Yeah, not last. Listen. I've had very good showings lately this past season. Season before.
Podium finishes.
If you would listen to the podcast, you would know. Too busy. Too busy.
In third place. It'd be great for Dilts to come back and Shine get first place just to see his reaction. But in third place, comments include, great topic. Only chose my answer for the poop and beers. Turd Ghost, Shine's team, 12.5% of the votes.
I'll take the podium finish. Take it. Such a random but very fun draft.
You think Bobby, Jeez. Me and Bobby talked about this.
Yeah, we knew. Bo and I knew that we were 1 and 2, just the way the audience reaction was.
And so there's a tie for first place.
Dang.
So I sent out the voting page to the rest of the drafters. Myself, J-Cat,
that's Shine, some bull donkey right there.
Why? You don't think we're impartial? Definitely impartial. Go vote for the best team. The vote went 3-1. So in second place, with 34.7% of the votes, comments include, who doesn't love good vibes? I guess I'm showing Bomar's team some love. Love, Keith. Bomar's team, second place, 34.7% of the votes.
All right, starting off the season strong.
Wow.
Not last, son. Not last.
Not you can't fourth. Say that if you're top
not
three.
Third.
Not third. Not third. Not middle. So, Birdo's team, I have no words. First place comments include the OG, and I use them the most. A lot of people's comments were, I use them the most. So, weren't a lot of comments this week. Hard to comment on why you're picking that team. But Birdo, broke the tie, first place finish in the emojis draft.
I will say I was an early adopter of emojis. The first time I saw one, I was like, how did you do that? And then I had to then tell everyone I knew how to then get the emoji keyboard to then share all the love of emojis.
Literally, the question before the boys went to bed tonight, they happened to see the emoji movie up on the screen. And they're like, can we watch the emoji movie?
Are you watching? You were like, yes.
Tomorrow.
Twice in a row.
Always tomorrow for the emoji movie.
Before we get drafting, here's what we should have drafted. I'm going to describe the emojis the best I can. The eye roll, the flex, nerd with glasses, heart eyes, googling-eyed silly face with tongue, clap hands, bumblebee, peach, 100, green check mark, the skull, the melting face, heart hands, the alien head, the crying laugh, the eyebrow raise, drooling, white heart, one of the smiles, nails, like getting your nails done, the girl waiter, the one where they're like holding out, looks like they're holding like an invisible tray, the shrug, the star eyes, the troll, I guess, or the ogre, if you will, the minus sign eyes, three drops of water, the salt face smile, robot head, the whiskey in a glass, the sun, hands in air with blue lines above them, like the Dynasty, the Rock, full smile, upside down head, cowboy hat face. That was Rich, by the way. Football, baseball, the camera for photo creds, the golf flag, two pink hearts, peace fingers, the wave hand, the exhausted but sweat face, sun face, pizza, soccer ball, the USA flag, the cocktail drink, X-ray, camping tent, a big wave, the black sun face, the pondering face, the drunk face, corn on the cob, wink face, the chicken wing, and bikini. And last one, the purple devil looking face thing for when I'm relaying a message to my lady, and I always send the woo, like the two hands like this, and the guy who's like this is for, you should have guessed, like the waiter looking guy. The okay symbol when I show people how close I am to losing my cool. Those were the things that we should have drafted in the emojis draft. So if you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. If you're a former member of the podcast and you happen to be back tonight, why don't you start to share the link again? That would be helpful and get maybe your wife, maybe your friends. Your kids could have voted for the emojis draft, but you know.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best songs from the 60s. We've done 90s, 80s, 70s. And I've personally been wanting to do this another music episode for a while. So many great songs, unlike the music that comes out now. But so that being said, Dilts, you have the first pick because J-Cat came in last place in the music draft.
Oh, all right.
So big pick. I think I know where you're going.
I got to go a big band here, I guess. Grew up listening to oldies with the pops and the Chevy S10 growing up. I think one of the biggest bands that had the biggest influence in that time, gotta go Rolling Stones. And one of the first songs that got me into them, give me Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Is that Bo?
Yeah.
So it was Bobby, and I looked, his name, Bo was like muffling his voice.
I was on my list.
Shout out to Dale. Shout out to Dale from Conk Island. Always does that song, Glasses.
1967.
I had like three other Rolling Stones songs before I had that one. It's not one of my faves.
Well,
good song. Huge hit.
It's par for Dill. Dilts. Dill. It's a par. It's on course for Dill.
Dill Pickles.
Thanks. Are we just going to immediately crap on everyone's picks?
I was just going to say.
That's what we do.
No, definitely do. You know,
it's a good Stone song. But not my favorite. Well, that's not the,
I have three other ones.
The term Dilty Pick for a reason.
That's a good pick.
That's not a Dilty Pick. Come on now. I got some Dilty Picks. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's a good song. All right. So As I mentioned before we started recording, I feel like I have a huge number one pick, but I don't think I knew this was from the 60s until I saw it, but it just snuck in there. 1969. We all know it. We all sing along to it. I refused to say the part so good, because it's horrendous. It has nothing to do with the song.
Are you freaking kidding me? It's awful.
The number one 60s song, Bomar, Slam Dunk to the Beach, the band called Cheers, in between halftime, in between quarters, timeout, Neil Diamond, Sweet, Sweet Caroline.
Caroline's going to be so upset with that. That's a massive. I didn't pick that.
It's a massive pick.
I didn't even think about that, Bo, but it's even sweeter now. Because that's a lock. Give me the lock emoji right now.
Clutching hands.
Now, is she going to pick her dad or is she going to pick Eric?
She doesn't pick Bo often, honestly.
Eric, obviously. She might pick Eric because of that song.
For the listeners, Bo Mar's daughter is named Caroline. We have not my intentions.
Picks. We've had two picks, and we have people already claiming that they're going to get votes. Let's settle down, as Rob always says. Settle down. We have
Caroline's yeah, definitely not there. I mean, her. Have you been in a bar when Sweet Caroline comes on?
Oh my goodness,
Fenway Park, like
that's exactly why I wouldn't vote for that song. It's because of
Boston. It's all at the weddings.
Absolutely.
Is it like a Boston song or something?
Play at the Red Sox. Horrible.
They play at the Red Sox games. They play Renegade for the Steelers too, like in the third quarter, like get some hyped up or something. So
that's a good song too. Is that 60s?
I don't think so.
All Sticks Draft? All right, Catman. Huge pick. You're going to follow up that banger. I know where you're going now.
Oh, I got to take it right now.
It's a good song. It's a great song.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you ain't need no mountain high home, enough, man, no matter where, you,
where
are.
You are, no matter how far, ain't no mountain high enough. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Remember Banger. The Titans.
Banger.
That song.
Massive.
I wanted it. I actually thought about being my number one pick until I had to take Caroline. But that's a huge song. It's a great song. Tammy Terrell. Terrell, whatever it is. Terrell Owens, spelled like that. What do you think of? Is that what you think of Remember the Titans? I know we all kind of talk about that, but.
Oh, for sure. But the song itself was, it's still like a great classic song, all-time song.
For sure.
There's too much male bonding going on here. You dig?
All right, Shine, you got the fourth pick in the draft. We know Shine is a little hesitant to do the music episodes.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I tried Shine, have you seen Remember the Titans?
I have.
Okay.
It's been a long time. I should
just
watch.
Just checking. You check the box. You're good.
That's one of the movies I should have watched multiple times, though. I don't watch many movies multiple times. That's a multiple time worth watching movie.
Before you vote, pick, Shine, I had a question that said, if you were offered $1 million to recite any movie, 90% of the movie without like prepping for it, like what movie would you pick? I'm pretty sure I could get there and Remember the Titans with 90%.
Yeah.
Of the whole movie?
Whole movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Remember the Titans.
Maybe Billy Madison.
Ooh.
You're overcooking my grits.
Billy Madison's always on, or at least it used to be.
I don't see it anymore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Frankenstein's Fat Foot. That always comes up somehow.
I love Shooter, that part. Shooter McGavin's Twitter X account is one of my favorites to follow.
Nice. All right. Speaking of Shine, are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying
to make a pick.
Trying to delay this as long as possible. Everyone knows how much I love it. I did try to do some research because you guys like to quiz me after every pick. So I'm just going to lay down some stuff before I make my pick. American rock band composed by Brian Wilson, lyrics Mike Love, going with Beach Boys, Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations.
Thought that was going to be number one pick.
I'm picking them up.
I thought that's where you were going.
I can't believe Wilson take Beach Boys.
Well, they're on my list, but I didn't
want to. Is that the number one song, though?
Huh?
Good Vibrations.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there.
It's up there.
Yeah. Is that a personal fave by it? I'm just curious because
me,
not only
yeah.
No, I mean it's up there. I mean, I like a couple others.
Right. Paul McCartney said when that song came out, how are we going to compete with them when that song? Good Vibrations. Bangers.
Their greatest hits album is Off the Chains.
Yeah,
so good.
we don't speak of that part. What's worse, that or when kids say cha-cha-cha when they sing happy birthday? I know it's kids. I know the other one's adults, but come on. Like, what? Why is that a thing? I hate that. I hate it. All right. Bomar. Fifth pick.
Can't believe this made it to me. This was going to be my number one pick, either or. This is more.
Did you hear that, Caroline? Was not going to be yours.
It wasn't.
Caroline, I was thinking the same thing.
I can't believe that went number one. Or in the first round. But anyways, if this is more American than the national anthem, it should be the national anthem now, I think. I mean, it's pretty sweet. But Fortunate Son.
That's
by TTR.
It ain't me. I know Fortunate Son. It's a good song.
Yeah.
It might not be their best one, though, Omar. You might have left one off. When Halloween rolls around. Like,
when you think 60s, son. That's good like song. Number, that's like top five on that.
All right. CCR. But what does CCR stands for? Stand for?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Bam. Nice. Should I ask Shine that question?
True. Bo was staring at his paper, making sure he said it right. I did. Nice. All right. It was Birdo. Got the snake pick back to back. You pick him for a while. You know how it is being first place.
Yeah, it's a gift and a curse. My problem, my decision lies with the things that I want, I'm not sure are going to get picked. So do I let them slide and come back to them later? But I can't do that. There'll be no surprise to you all. I'm going with a Beatles song. And I have four Beatles songs that I would be willing to pick. But I'm going to go with one that we all go through some rough times. We have good times. We have bad times. This is the one thing that's going to happen. No matter what, that sun's coming up every day. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Here
comes the sun.
So my struggle is going to be drafting a team with variety because a lot of my songs are similar. I kind of like the slower songs.
All Beatles, yeah. Boy. You should be all Beatles. And your team name, the Fab Five. That's done. Done.
Can't do it. Because what if someone else puts one of these songs, I'm done. So
it might be enough. That'd be a good experiment.
What I've realized,
plenty of Beatles songs.
The Beatles versus the Field.
Now you got me thinking.
That'd be a good experiment. Yeah, you got me thinking.
All right. Okay.
We'd be placing bets.
I put way too much work into this draft to do that.
Challenging.
What I've learned about 60 songs is that we have heard so many in movies, soundtracks, TV shows, and commercials that they're like ingrained in our head. And I don't know where this one came from or why I love it so much, but I'm picking Stand By Me by Benny King. I love that song.
When the night
has gone.
And the moon is the only,
light you'll see.
So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand. I feel like I'm not even playing. I have to wait like an hour to pick my next two songs.
Well, we're back to Bomar. You know some bangers are going to be off the list by the time it gets back to you.
Yeah,
this is a banger. Boys, iconic song. Kind of like this song right now is still like pretty well known. And they changed rock with this sound. This specific sound I love. It's like bluegrassy rock. But this song is... There's a house way down in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun, the House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans.
That is a good song.
They call
that song. I'm surprised you like that, Bomar.
The Animals.
It's at the end of Goodfellas when they're starting to find all the dead bodies. That's what's
for sure.
That song is so good.
Just to for the listeners, J-Cat had sent his top 560 songs, and kind of like we used to do with Dilts, the Diltsy picks. This is the J-Cat's picks. That was one of the top five J-Cat songs. I think he would have drafted, but was one of his songs that he his favorite songs, The Animals, 1964.
So he gets one J-Cat point.
Yeah, they mean nothing, but yes, one J-Cat point. All right, we're back to you, Shine.
All right. I'm rolling with this one. I don't know if it's going to be popular, but I'm going with it. It was number one in 1960. It was also number one in 1962, which made it a little bit different than all other songs in the 60s. And he's got a cool name. Going with Chubby Checker, The Twist.
I knew you such
a shot. That's such a shot.
It is. Oh, you were picked The Twist.
That's not a bad thing, Shine. That's just
going with it. Like, you guys don't do The Twist when you hear it.
Come on, baby.
You're mocking it, but you love it at the same time.
Well, that's what he sounds like. I don't think it's really a mock, but I don't know if that was second round worthy, but it's definitely a Shine pick.
Yeah, I just thought of a song, and I think it came out in the 60s, and I really like the song.
Better Google it, boy.
I am right now.
All right, Catman, what are you going to do? Because I know you were getting ready to pick The Twist, so how are you going to bounce back from that?
I'm taking it second round. I don't think anyone – J-Cat's not here, but Diltz is here, and he's kind of a wild card. So I'm going to go – you can listen to Jimmy, but you can't hear him. Can you hear Jimmy? All Along the Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm. That's a
1968.
100%.
Banger. Gets me hyped every time. There must be some kind of way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief.
Any Vietnam movie has a helicopter flying in and that song's playing.
It's in Watchmen. It's in when they approach
Ozymandias. I thought that was Fortunate Son.
No.
The Vietnam I was thinking of Fortunate Son too. Yeah, I was thinking of two choppers and stuff. Yeah.
There's three songs. Fortunate Son, The Watchtower, and then there's one more that they play in like all these war movies or like action.
It gets me hyped. There's a bunch of remixes out there that are bangers too.
The guitar riff's good. Yeah, I love the song, but I get it. It's definitely a draft pick.
Jimmy.
So the song I was thinking of is in the 57. It's Great Balls of Fire. Love that song, man.
Didn't someone already pick that in some draft?
No,
that was mentioned.
Did we do 50s?
No,
that won't be done. Can't go back that far.
Really?
The 50s? Name a 50s song.
He was born then.
Fire.
Do Ricky Nelson. You could do Elvis. You could do.
I'm waiting for you to give me a reason to do 50 songs.
Andy Williams, Dilts.
Andy Williams.
Yeah,
it was like wasn't natural.
Second encore. Yeah,
Frank.
All right, I gotta go. I don't think Dilts will pick this, but I wanted this song pretty high. One of their songs have already come off the board. I had both of them on there. Wasn't sure which one to take. There's also a Beatles song that's out there that I want. All right, I'm gonna go. The Beach Boys, God Only Knows.
Oh, that song.
It's a great song.
It's a good pick, yeah. It's Love Actually, right?
Yeah, the end of it.
Listen to it. You guys need to
listen. It's like the ending of like seven movies.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I love that song.
I thought that was going to make it. Eric, you're picking all my picks, man.
I thought you picked
two songs.
He's picked all my picks so far.
You could have picked what we're talking about.
Four and five. They were my four and five. I thought they could make it.
Oh, boy. I don't know how I feel about my pick. If you want my picks, then I don't know if I feel confident about my team. Now, like Bomar, I think, might be in first place right now in this season. We all have, like, first and sixth, second and fifth. Bomar's, like, right there. So I think, technically, he's, like, in first place so far.
He got that 3.5. I got a 1 and a set, a 6 and a 1, so I'm at a 3.5.
He's a 4 and a 2, so he's 3. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like four. All right, Dilts. Remember how this works. Back-to-back picks.
All right.
It's been a while. It's tough. Watching all those songs get off the board.
Yeah, one of the band song already went off the board. Luckily, it wasn't the one I really wanted. Give me CCR, Green River. That song. Love that song.
It's got to go. How's that go?
I can't do it.
Well, I have to hear it. I had a different CCR song, and I didn't think it was that one.
I really can't do it off the top of my head right now.
That's all good.
Well, take me back down water for
water. Are there any words?
Yeah, he starts
up at Cody's camp, I spend my days, Lord, with flat car riders and cross tie walkers. How do you not like stomp your foot to that? Just like not.
Can
like,
we play it?
Bow, bow, bow. No, not
really. No. I just mute myself.
You just play it now and edit it out.
Dude, how many people always do that?
I just did
YouTube stuff all the time.
Well, I'll get that cease and desist.
I don't think CCR is scrubbing the internets for our.
Just listen to the Spotify playlist. We'll have the whole draft on there.
Yeah, well, I'll make a list.
And you guys will all be dancing to the twist when that part
comes. I'll be probably skipping that like I did your Christmas song. Every time your and Bobby's Christmas songs came on, I was like, oh my gosh, they were awful. Put me to sleep. But when Rob and I's Christmas songs came on.
All right. Next pick. Can't go 60s without doing a Motown song, especially got to rep Detroit. One of them I like a lot. Give me The Temptations, The Way You Do the Things You Do. I'm not singing that one either. Sorry.
No, I think, I mean, everyone knows that, right? Like,
The Way You Do the Things You Do. I am proud to say that none of Dilt's picks are on my draft board, and my draft board is huge.
The Temptations, son, got bangers.
Oh, no, that's my next pick. If it comes back to me, I'm picking The Temptations song.
My list is pretty good now, too, right now. I took some hits early on, but...
Whatever he just picked, not in their top five Spotify songs. I know that.
The way Spotify is whack, son. Everything you be telling me about Spotify is like, oh, that song's not on there. I'm like...
It ain't their top... They have 130 million downloads for other songs, but that's not one of them. But this other one is.
I know. That's. Are you doing it?
Probably. I have a couple songs highlighted in orange right now. Just to kind of keep me focused on them. I love this song. And if I can't have Ain't No Mountain High Enough, not saying it's worse, but I got to do it. Back-to-back Temptations picks. They're flying off the board. It's like Georgia right now. My Girl. Love that song. Just like calming, slow dances. Just
My Girl.
Talking about My Girl.
My Girl.
Just when you hear, I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
You guys are so bad at singing.
It's a good song.
All
man.
Of you.
It's a good song.
I know I'm bad at picking them. You guys are bad at singing them.
Nah, bruh.
I promise you, people be hitting that forward 30-second button on this a lot.
They're singing along.
They're not.
For sure.
They're going to the listen and doing. Then go and listen to the real song? Probably.
No. Trust we're doing me. Exactly what we're doing. And we ain't trying to win American Idol here or The Voice or AGT. We're just boxing it.
Just kidding. Look, he's just going to make fun of every pick I make, so I got to find my...
What was the Beach Boy... the two Beach Boys songs taken?
Good Vibrations.
God Only Knows.
God Only Knows.
Oh, Good Vibrations. Yeah, that's right.
All right, back to Catman. Born on a Bayou.
No. We had our Temptations run. I think I'm safe. They got so many bangers. I'm just going to take a risk on that one.
Back to back to back?
What? I got back to back?
Back to back to back Temptations?
Say I won't.
You won't. You won't. You won't do it.
I feel like we slant Beatles here in this group, so
I know it's one Stones, one Beatles, Catman. I know you're Stones, boys. Just do it.
Give me Shelter, Stones.
Good song. That and Goodfellas too.
It's all in The Departed. I know that. Oh yeah, it is in Goodfellas. I think it's Give Me Shelter. You've heard it.
Yeah, it's a good
song. Rolling Stones. Give Me Shelter. It's just a shout away. Yeah. See?
Oh, man.
As long as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah.
I'll eat egg noodles with ketchup. I'm a schmuck.
All right, Shine. Speaking of schmucks.
Here I am.
Segway.
That was a softball.
And just I have a bad feeling this has already been taken. And I didn't even want to say that out loud because it's probably not. I'm going with.
Sorry. Before you pick, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just happened to come across a Vietnam War music list on Spotify. Some of the songs on it, just the ones we picked in the top like five, Fortunate Son, Gimme Shelter, and All Along the Watchtower, and House of the Rising Sun are all in the in the top like eight of them. Four of those we've already picked. It's just funny. Sorry, I didn't mean to like step on your pick there.
I am going with song that was recorded in March of 67, released as a single in June of 67, reached or peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100, Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl.
Well, I know whose vote you're getting.
Is that part of your ghost poop thing?
Dude, Autumn? Really?
Probably.
That song just gets me.
It's the first song she said to me when I said our 60s song. She was like, Brown Eyed Girl? And I was like,
I like how we now we know what month that was released in. Thanks, Sean, and recorded in. So that was good. Good. No problem. He's like rubbing his chin. Yeah. No problem. No problem. All right, Bomar, your pick, boy.
Man, I'm operation. So I'm gonna go with another Rolling Stones song, and this one I would have picked over the other ones. Just because me and Amanda, when the kids, we started with Caroline, when she would get upset and she didn't get her way, we would sing this song all the time. It's carried over to Peyton and Emerson, and you can't always get what you want. You could try sometimes, but you get what you need.
The poetic justice in that, when your kids want stuff and you two are just teaming up singing that.
I don't even know that song. I don't think I've ever heard it.
But you can
you know that song.
You can't always get,
what you want. What you want.
But if you try sometimes.
I've never heard that song before in my life.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I live that song every football season.
No, not hating, I never heard it. I'm not a big Stones fan, but I there's a couple songs I had that weren't that wasn't one of them.
Caroline will definitely not do it for me now because of that.
You already lost that pick. Might as well just double down.
None of these songs are coming off my list. Nothing in that round other than My Girl. So I'm going with some more slow jams. When you see those trees of green and those red roses too, nothing to myself. What a wonderful world. I love that song.
Oh my god, it's not a good pick.
Love it. I think I'm gonna shock all of you with this next pick. I do not like this artist particularly, but I do love this song. I'm going with Want Me to Sing a Shine?
Boy,
definitely.
I as well.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you by Elvis Presley.
You picked an Elvis song?
I love that song.
You hate Elvis. What year was that one?
Elvis, Pizza Villa. Pizza
not,
Villa.
Still not a sponsor.
No.
I got that slow jam list.
You got that.
Who remade that? Color Me Bad or something? Who remade that?
UB40.
Oh, that's true.
And the beat picks up. Bomar's turn.
Kind of switch it up a little bit.
In fourth round.
So
he can't help coming in third.
I think this is gonna be a banger fourth rounder. I think most women that see this song automatically think of Patrick Swayze, baby. Ooh. You know the movie, Ghost, Unchained Melody.
Oh, that was my fifth round pick, Bo.
Taking it.
I love that song.
The Righteous Brothers?
Yeah.
They have a better
picture song. Shine on a ceramic wheel with his ghost poop behind him.
I should have picked that instead of Elvis and left Elvis for the fifth round. Good pick, Bo. Man, I love that song.
I don't think anyone's picking another Righteous Brothers song, but all right, never mind. All right. I'm saying the one that's left, I think, is better though. I mean, that's a slow.
Yeah,
one.
There's no.
That's a good.
Song. More famous than that one.
It is though. I can't think.
For sure.
The other one, you know by the title. I don't know yours by the title. I know the song, but I can't think of it based on the title.
I'm looking up for now.
I have to look it up. I had it on my list too. I just can't think of how it goes until I look it up.
They're both in huge 80s movies.
Yeah, they're both, yeah.
Oh, I know what song you're talking about.
I'd say that movie's just a little bigger.
You lost it. Shine. Can you find it? Shine, fourth round pick, 60s draft. We're flying through it right now.
I know. Only got two left. What am I going to do with all these songs on my list? Can't.
It's probably seven.
It's wild.
I'm going with this song because I heard it was good through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye, I heard it through the grapevine. Fourth round pick. Chalk it up.
That is a shine pick. It's unbelievable.
It look at all of his song, bro. Is it I've heard it through the grapevine or you've
heard it? I heard it through the grapevine.
Lance, Sean, be honest.
I think I'm going to lose my mind.
You only know that song because of the California Raisins.
Probably.
Okay, it's true.
For sure. The little figures. Sax.
Probably. They were cool little figures, though.
Man, yeah. I'm not hating. I'm just
asking. How many California Raisins were there?
I have no even a fathom of a guess right now. You could tell me 40. You could tell me 7. I don't know. I really have no idea how many California Raisins there were. Rob says 3.
I don't know the answer. I was hoping you guys would.
I don't think there were.
There's 3 or 4.
We're going to start Blanchine's listening trivia. Homework trivia. How many California Raisins were there? Tell me in your things 5. We should have drafted.
I'm looking it up right now. Here are the names of the California Raisins. A.C. Arberman. His younger brother, Bebop Arberman. Their cousin, Red Raisin, their friend, Stanford Stretch Thompson.
They're 4? Means.
I guess.
Stanford Stretch Thompson?
I think they were like McDonald's toys at one point. I remember having like a few of them. Like little.
The California Raisins Christmas special is a banger. You camel? Haven't seen it recently?
Yeah. Bangers. That claymation camel?
That joy to the world.
That hit different.
And there was a lot of songs. The singing, dancing,
anthropomorphized raisins. 1986 TV ad. That turned into a cultural phenomena as the coolest wrinkled musicians this side of the Rolling Stones. So this, yeah, there's 4 of them. All right, enough raisin talk. And we only got 2 picks left. I have at least 20 songs on my list.
Yeah, same.
I gotta start deleting some. Just like,
man, I could fat. Am I back to back right now or no? I don't think I've had
no. Your third pick.
No, this is my 4th.
Middle of the draft. I'm saying, but you're the 3rd pick, so you're not. Oh
yeah,
to
yeah,
back
yeah.
To
no,
back.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not last. You're not last.
That's true.
My playlist is kind of one track right now. So, Dancing in the Street, Martha and the Vandellas. Singing, swaying, and records playing, dancing in the street.
Philadelphia, PA, dancing
what
in the
street. What did I do? I have so many
instant
songs
regret,
left.
Bro. The instant
I have
regret.
So
pick,
many
bro.
Songs left, but I can't. We got a lot of. Man, there's 2 or 3 artists. We have a lot of bangers right now, but.
Rob's head went. He went up and like looked to the sky. Basically, it was like like he let out like a.
Well, we're done picking. I'll tell watching. You what I saw.
Ah, man, I just when I think of the '60s, I think of those like upbeat, like shibbity bop, the boop boop doop scoop skunks, like songs about love, like you know what I mean, like Dancing in the Streets, like one of them, like those like the Ronettes and stuff. And I just I like everybody's got a Stone song. I have like three Stone songs. I need some rock on my team. And I'm like, man, but I like the slower ones. There's a pretty good one. Listeners, the agony's real. The third, fourth picks are always brutal because there's so much left. And
I think the songs drafts are the hardest ones because there's so many choices. You don't know what anyone else is going to do.
And to you draft like Shine and you just draft for the masses.
True.
I can't wait to get rid of you again.
All right, I'm just going to stick to my list.
J-Cat,
another slower back, song. Quick. Got to catch up to the Stones with the Beatles. I'm going to go Beatles, Hey Jude. It's favorite one. It's a long song, but the na 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 na. Like, you, aren't you hyped? Like, so I'm going to go. It's a little similar to the other songs, in my opinion, but it's what I like.
Take a sad song and make it better. You know what that song's about?
Yeah, because I looked it up. Paul wrote it for John's son as they were going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Yoko Ono.
Ugh.
In general. All right, Diltz, you have back-to-back picks to round out your 60s draft.
All right, I'm like you guys. I got a lot of songs that I'd like to pick. I think I should pick kind of maybe one laid-back kind of mellow tune. This one's kind of the perfect summer relaxing song you could listen to anywhere, but preferably when you're sitting on the dock of the bay, Otis Redding.
It's on my list.
That was my next pick. That was my final pick. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Watching the clouds roll away.
I thought it was a tie.
Away. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Yeah, I love that song.
For my last pick, if you know me, you know that I hate the state of Ohio. But there's a couple okay things that came from that state. Like the baseball movie where Ricky Vaughn comes out and they start blaring Wild Thing by the Trogs. Give me that one.
That's from the 60s?
That's a Dilty pick. Yeah.
Yeah, the Trogs. I checked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't see that on anything.
Baseball movies is going to come up in a little bit, actually.
It's on my list.
All right, back to me. I've had five songs highlighted. Pretty much they're all still there. I've got what I wanted. I've had this. I literally typed fifth round. I knew no one else was going to pick it. It's a seasonal song, so it could hurt me. I don't think any of the older voters who are probably going to enjoy this draft are really going to care about this song. But you can't deny it's unbelievable. When spooky season rolls around, we all know Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5, the Monster Mash.
That was sick.
I love that song. Yeah, I love that song.
That's a good song. And
does it hold up to some of these other ones? I don't know. But I didn't want it to be honorable mention. Has to be shown. Has to be on the draft board. Had to take it.
That's how I felt about the twist.
I was looking in the late one night.
That's needed, a good song, man. Needed to show it some respect.
Always play it. Fifth rounder. We're going deep with the honorable mentions, by the way. Might have to go five deep.
I agree. I say we do a five deep honorable mentions.
I disagree.
But we have to go one at a time. Like boom, 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 and then back, boom, 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 boom. All right, Catman, your fifth pick.
I had two requests from my wife, Autumn. So I'm going to go with these for her. Well, one at least. There's two songs that are kind of, I'm just, Patsy Cline, Crazy.
Crazy.
You've heard it.
Crazy. I don't know it.
Really?
No, you've heard the song. I didn't know what it was either. I was like, nah.
He's trying to get that pick back. He's trying to get that pick back from who was it? Shine.
Anyway.
Patsy Cline. I'm looking it up.
It's been in a bunch of movies.
I'm sure.
Tommy Boy.
Is it?
Or, no, that was a Never song. Never mind.
Yeah, that song screams like 60s too. Like it's Patsy Cline and the Jordanaires.
Yeah.
All right. Shine. Last pick.
Last pick. It's a banger. First national single by this group, released by Motown in October of 1969.
Are you
going with Jackson 5's I Want You Back?
So
that's 69. Are we sure?
It's
69. Staring at it, Rob. Staring at it.
It's all
God.
What did you think? I just won this draft with this and the twist. I think so.
No, because I was looking up Jackson 5 songs, and I
there was they had one in the 60s.
They had one,
yeah.
Upset City.
That is such a Shine pick.
Number one, I Want You Back.
69, Catman, October. I seen it too. That's a great song, man. All right, Bomar.
So I'm contemplating these two bands, and if I go with either or, you know, I think they'll have the most votes for like the songs. They'll have like three, but I'm stuck. So I'm gonna have to go with the more popular band to get my votes. I'm gonna pick. He had Juju Eyeballs Come Together.
Aerosmith.
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles. Yeah, yeah. My bad.
Juju Eyeballs.
He had Juju Eyeballs.
Oh,
or he got Juju Eyeballs.
Let's Ooh. Come together.
Bert, are you going to break the tie? 3-3, Stones and Beatles.
So here's my dilemma. I have another Beatles song that I'd pick. Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. But I can't do it. I got no Simon and Garfunkel.
I can't do it.
But if you look at my playlist, my four songs are all slow, cheerful songs. I'm going to go with my gut here and pick Something in the Way She Moves by James Taylor.
You want to fall asleep?
Man, come on, bro.
Love it, man. JT, love it.
How's it go, Bobby?
Something in the way she moves.
I think there's of your five songs, I've listened to two of them all the way through. I recognize them and I know them all, but like, come on. All right.
And I feel fine every time she's around me.
So before we wrap up the draft, we're going to do the honorable mentions. We're going to go back. We'll start with Berto. Let me tell you J-Cat's top five real quick. J-Cat's in no particular order, he said. It's Not Unusual, Tom Jones, 1965.
Honorable mention.
Johnny Rivers, Poor Side of Town. I looked that one up, wasn't familiar. Sam Cooke, That's Where It's At. And Animals, House of the Rising Sun. And number five, The Drifters. Not Under the Boardwalk, but Up on the Roof, apparently.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really?
Drifters all... I actually like all that one better.
Yeah, all about them directions. I was like, what? Not Under the Boardwalk? And I was like, above the, on the roof. And I was like, what is it? Santa Claus? Clip, clip, clip.
Bro, for our honorable mentions, can we just like go in order and just say the song and not even talk about it? Because just to, like fire off songs.
Yeah.
All right, want me to start?
Yeah.
This magic moment. While your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
I thought we were just saying
something. I was like, wasn't your rule to just list the name of the song? And then you broke your own rule 3 seconds later.
It's magic moment,
I was totally Iron Man confused. Honorable mentions. In like 10 seconds, I was like, wait, what just happened?
I wasn't going to say that? Anything other than two lines. This magic moment, you ruined it. Plus, that's when Wendy Peppercorn kisses Squints, and it's unbelievable.
Remember when Dill snagged that from you?
Yeah, I do.
Who's Winnie Peppercorn?
They have nine kids. Memory of mine.
Isn't it Peppercorn? I don't know if it's Peppercorn.
Pepper. It's spelled Pepper, but I think, or it's Pfeffer, but I think it's Pepper. Or is it PF? Pfeffer. All right, bro. Are you giving one song or?
I thought we were going to do one by one. Does everyone just keep
saying no, just do five.
Oh, I thought we were going to go down a list.
Nah, just do five.
Midnight Confessions.
Pretty Woman walking down the street.
Speaking of, did you know it's called Oh Pretty Woman? I was like, Roy Orbison.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. And bro, this is for you from Cheers. You can't hurry, love.
I had that on my list. The Supremes. I wanted to draft it.
And my last one.
Wait, that's Monster Mash.
One more?
I know. Monster Mash is too enticing. Nah, you get no more, bro.
Really? All right.
That's five, boy.
Whatevs.
All right. Bomar, five songs.
All the Leaves Are Brown. California Dreaming.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Surfing USA, Beach Boys.
Stop pressing
it. Teen Wolf shout out.
Can you really hear that song and not think of Mr. Hetfield?
No, that's why I didn't pick it.
That's why I picked it. R-E-S-P-C-T.
Oh,
God. Yeah, that's a huge one that I can't believe. That's going to be probably top one. Yeah, just top one you didn't pick.
That's a shine pick for sure. Respect.
It was Rings a shine pick until I found the one I Want You Back. That was totally my fifth rounder.
Ring of Fire is four. And then Can't Help Myself, four tops.
Oh, that's Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. It's a great song. By them. That's a great
song.
Pick
it?
No,
no, I said I was surprised.
I know.
It's like The Temptations and Marvin Gaye and them. No, it's a good song.
Can't Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
It's your turn to pick some songs. I'm not picking five, but I'll go with Happy Together by the Turtles.
That's so happy together.
That's a,
pick right there.
That's a good song. I like that song.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, that's all you got?
Yeah, we'll keep it moving.
Catman?
I'm just going to say the Four Tops had bangers. Like when I went down like Four Tops Essentials, I was like, man. Standing in the Shadows of Love. That's one. Four Tops, banger. It's the same old song. That's Four Tops again, banger. Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson. I get hyped that the flutes or whatever, the clarinet.
Bro, all you think of is that on the radio in like 1990, Candy Kitchen or something in Ocean City had that. That's all I think of when I hear that beat.
Oh.
Forget what it was.
Yeah. I'm not a big Beatles guy, but Get Back is probably like one of my favorite Beatles songs, honestly. And then
JoJo.
When I picked Dancing in the Streets, I noticed that I had I Get Around by the Beach Boys down at the bottom. It was like on my notes, and I was like, like I Get Around, Beach Boys. That's probably one of my favorite Beach Boys songs. So, and it somehow didn't get picked.
Also, I think of the Rollerblades commercial. I get around, baby, Rollerblades. <It's> like, never mind. It's only for me, I guess.
No, I don't know.
It's unbelievable. All right. Oh, man. I got The Who, Pinball Wizard. Great good song.
Good call.
Build Me Up, Buttercup by The Foundations. Those were two I highlighted. They were like going to be picked over Monster Mash. I'm going to go with Magic Carpet Ride, Steppenwolf.
Wow. That's a song. 60s song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the Who song you picked?
Pinball Wizard.
Pinball Wizard.
I don't necessarily like love this song, but like the band, The Weight, Take a Load Off Annie.
That's a good song.
I don't think anyone knows it by the name. I was like, what's The Weight? And I was like, oh, Take a Load Off.
Just like a SNL skit.
Pretty much. And then I'll go with Sam Cooke, Bring It Home to Me. Bring It On Home to Me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life. I had to say that too, because I would like to kind of the same.
When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge.
Yeah, I got some honorable mentions. Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. Anybody know that one?
Not by the name.
You've probably heard it. Come a Little Bit Closer.
Oh, yeah, it's a good song.
That was on my list too.
The OJs or J's or something.
Yeah. Americans. You Really Got a Hold On Me by The Miracles.
Good song.
Yeah. Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave is unbelievable.
Oh, it's a banger. I just listened to it. I was like, wow.
Box Tops, The Letter. Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely as they're going. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. And then I don't know if anybody No, this one, Dirty Water. I think it's by the Standells or something. Dirty you might know water. The riff when you hear it.
It's all about them riffs, though. It is, though.
Yeah.
Dirty Water.
Gosh, we're missing so many songs, man. We could actually done a whole nother draft in the 60s.
Yeah, every decade.
But the except the 50s.
Nobody picked Buffalo Springfield song.
That song's annoying. Like, the beat's cool from He Got Game. Yeah. I don't like the song.
I mean, it was like a big song.
Political song or something.
Yeah. And then wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, I mean, Beach Boys. We got a Beach Boys draft.
I almost picked that, bro.
That's a good one.
Sound of Silence or The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel.
I know, The Sound of Silence.
Mrs. Mm. Robinson?
Son of a Preacher Man?
Eh.
Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh. Well, that wraps up the 60s draft. We drafted 30 songs. We honorable mention 30 songs. That's a lot of 60 songs for the 60s. Talked about more. J-Cat, we heard his top five. We have some listener questions. Everybody but Diltz was prepped with the questions, but just because he was a last-minute addition. But we'll start with the first one. What's one draft topic that you want to be used that hasn't been drafted yet? Does anybody have anybody that really something they want to draft that hasn't been? Birdo?
Bucket list items. Just amazing things that you want to do before you kick the bucket.
Shine, do you have anything?
Golf courses.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Can Shamrock. Who's drafting Shamrock Par 3?
I'd have to because it's only one of the six courses I played.
Pittman, you play down in Myrtle?
Like, I remember any of those courses.
I keep pushing for it, but we've hit a lot of stuff over the years. I'm going country music. I know we keep talking about it. I know we're probably going to do it eventually, but country music.
We'll get there. Bomar?
I couldn't really think of anything, but maybe like best cities or something to visit.
We have 30 places, though. Like, we would only need five, but like, we think you
can. Well, they don't have to be like big cities, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think it'd be popular.
Duck, North Carolina.
Or just like destinations.
Yeah, or destinations. Like, yeah, yeah. Good. In the US.
Yeah. We talked about that, like fantasy trips or something.
This is kind of like a look into after the podcast, because this is legit what we do at the end of every podcast.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing next?
I have a pretty big list.
When are we doing it?
Well, Diltz, is there something that you would like to see drafted since you don't listen and you don't vote and you have nothing?
Yeah, actually.
No one cares about his opinion.
I made a quick list right here.
Move on. No one cares.
Number one is we could all draft things we don't like about Shine. That would be an amazing episode.
I have to say there aren't many things I don't like about Shine. Most things I do enjoy about Shine.
I am in the for one. Life's a Draft text thread, so I know Rob brought this up before. I thought it was a great idea. It's movie scenes, like big movie scenes.
Good. Forgot about that.
And then I always love, like, because I'm a huge dork, I like browsing Fanatics all the time, looking at all the sports jerseys. So best sports jerseys.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Best sports jerseys. Yeah, yeah, I have that on my list. I just said that it sucks because to make the voting page, you'd have to like see the jersey. And it's like, I don't know how to get the pictures to be like, where they're not super small and where they're not super giant. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. Dang.
Or one more thing would be like, you know, for any collectors out there of sports cards, what would be your Mount Rushmore of sports cards you'd love to have?
I like that too. The mailman.
Since Diltz took mine, I have to say, I've been bringing him up a couple times, certain fictional things. So like either fictional, like the best fictional schools or towns or like fictional friends or fictional, like people we want to fight. Like just either real, well, I could be real or fictional. We talk. J-Cat's really on board for that one.
And then, Neil Boggs, number one pick in fictional towns.
That would be unbelievable. Bayside, fictional schools. The what was your least favorite draft topic? Anybody? That was like the second part to that question. I went back and looked at them, and like some I like remember not being like excited for. But whenever you start to like research and like just get ready, you're like, oh, this is cool. There's definitely this many things. So my pick would be probably the Star Wars draft. It's called Now This Is Podcasting. Was it fun? Yeah. I don't remember being like super excited, but I remember doing it. It was a good time. Like Did somebody pick pod racing? Bro, did you? Or you joked about it?
It's working. It's working.
Dilt, you roll that one, right?
Yeah.
I got
that
Star
was
Wars
more figures, fun like, just because we're talking about
right
know, nerd so chat.
I don't want to say it's my least favorite out of 50s. I just, you know. So anybody have a least favorite, I guess, bro?
I would say the beer draft. I just didn't know enough about beers. And the horror draft, even though I won it, like I don't watch a ton of, I don't really like horror movies, but.
Yeah, but we did characters. We should do movies.
I mean, I won it, so, you know.
Shine?
I know people think I would say like anything music related, but I actually kind of have fun like listening to stuff, and I've heard most of it a lot, just not enough to care as much as what you guys do. But I would say, not to be a Grinch, but the Christmas draft, just because it was like different, and each pick was actually kind of easier to make because we were like top five or six of each little category. And I think what makes drafting fun is, like you said today, round three, round four, you're kind of like digging, not for more, but to like narrowing it down. And we didn't have to do that during that draft.
That's an interesting take. That was a different one. It was like, and we did like this, like the randomized order, like, and we just rotated it. It was kind of,
and not that I didn't enjoy it. I've enjoyed every single one.
True. Bo?
It would probably have been the same as body horror. I don't really watch horror stuff, and I know it's character. Yeah, that would probably be my least favorite one.
I already know what Dilt's going to... Look, he's got a smirk on his face. I already know what Dilt's going to say.
I got two I hated. Because of the topic.
Because of who won, probably.
Well, it wasn't. No, it was because Shine won.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you were going to say. Any draft that Shine won.
There was the one where we drafted who we're going to have dinner with or at our table or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And I hated that one after it was over because Bobby took Jesus. And, of course, the Sussex County voting demographic, just landslide victory. And I was,
we got nothing to do with Sussex County. It's the whole world, my man.
It's a Bible Belt, okay?
I took Michael
Jordan. The whole world,
bitch. So it's just like, oh, you know, who's not going to vote for Jesus if you're into that? You know, like, come on. I had Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant. You should be at my table just to see him drink. Come on.
Who's more amazing, by the way?
Andre the
Who
Giant.
Is more of a phenomenon? I know. I'm not.
Who was actually
not
here?
Not as far as you think.
The other one was the restaurant chain one, because my team was freaking banging, and I got lashed off at every pick.
Your team was awful. Although Topgolf was on there, but the food was, first of all, can we talk about the food?
Where?
Bro, Topgolf food.
We ordered nachos and got 8 tortilla chips.
There were maximum 8 chips.
Oh, that's right. Now, you picked them.
Were those Top chips Golf, did you not? Yes.
Yeah.
But it was awful.
That's,
I had
did
shrimp
you
tacos,
have an amazing
worst
time,
shrimp tacos
or
I've ever
would you
had
rather life. Sit in a McDonald's booth eating whatever meal you drafted? I don't know.
McDonald's is whacked.
Yeah, no one did that.
Dave and Buster's.
But the food.
There's,
times.
There's
been a Dave and Buster's too. And that would be my worst restaurant experience, Dave and Buster's. If they didn't have a kick-ass arcade, that place would have been folded 15 years ago.
Lips and chips.
There's two Topgolfs down in Chicago, and I'm tempted to make a trip in the next couple weeks.
Don't order the nachos. We're ordering
obviously.
We're get 7 orders of nachos and put it all into one.
Hey, it's not like they were like $8. They were like 16 or 17, something. Was, yeah, like, they were like fully loaded nachos. We were like, nuggets of meat.
Nuggets of meat on
and they were good though.
4 chips.
Kevin, you have a least favorite topic?
Probably the tree one, honestly. This was just random. I mean, I think that proved that like we can literally draft anything. I know
that was
we
fun
have
though.
Way more topics out there, but
you're talking about the plant one?
The plants and trees. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm like researching chrysanthemums like for like a week out, like in rhododendrons.
So you were all about drafting like Japanese snapdragons and stuff, because you were like, oh, I'm Doug Gardner.
I was looking because we were putting some in our yard.
Someone asked what our favorite baseball movie was. I feel like we all have an overwhelming number one pick. everybody loves The Sandlot. So does someone have another baseball movie? I have a couple, but Berto, you've already went first a couple times. Bomar, you have a favorite baseball movie?
I'm going to go something different here. Robert Redford, The Natural.
Ah.
Never seen that.
Definitely. Oh, man, when it starts off, he's on a train, and he ends up being with Babe Ruth, and he strikes Babe Ruth out. Like, they go throw some pitches, and he strikes him out. But he actually, in the movie, he actually turns out to be, like, a really good hitter also. Like, he's the man, The Natural.
Nice.
Spoilers.
Catman?
I got two. What? You said you had something. I got six.
We only get one each because I don't think there's that many that are that good. Just go one first.
Your picks.
And then come back. All
right, so I'm going to go with the funner one. It's from 2012, Trouble with the Curve. It has Amy Adams, Clint Eastwood, Justin Timberlake. It's just a good, solid movie, man. Clint Eastwood's this old, craggly, like, baseball scout, and Amy Adams is his daughter, who he, like, took on the road, like, while she was growing up and wherever, so she actually, like, really knows baseball. What's and they're all scouting. Trouble with the Curve.
I need to watch that after you've said
it. Pretty good. This is a good movie, man. Like,
you're telling me that Clint Eastwood was old and craggly in a movie? No way.
No, but they're scouting this one baseball player, and it turns out that there's someone else that they're looking at that Amy Adams, like, kind of catches the eye of, that Justin Timberlake is there for, too. Just a good, fun movie. So,
nice.
Around baseball.
Dilts?
I'd love to snake Shine's pick. I know exactly what he's going to take, but I would have to, I'm a Tigers fan, so I got to watch a movie where they throw a no-hitter against the Yankees with For the Love of the Game. Go Billy Chappell.
That was my second pick. Way to go, Dilts. It's a great movie.
Can't believe Eric's pick is not – I know exactly what you're going to say, bro.
Are you? Do you? I have three more.
Oh, Kevin Costner.
Go on Field of Dreams. Easy.
I'm going pick, the greatest baseball movie of all time. Like,
there's no baseball.
Yeah, I guess it.
We don't even play baseball till the end.
They literally have a game each year now called the Field of Dreams game, where players play in a cornfield in Iowa, where they shot the movie. But it's not a baseball movie.
Movie's trash. It holds nothing. It doesn't hold a candle to Buttercrud and the Bad News Bears.
That's Rob. The original.
The Country Boys are hate again.
Field of Dreams is not good.
I'm not saying it's great. I'm just you it said it's not a baseball movie.
He said there's not baseball, a lot of baseball in it. Like, action is what he meant, I'm assuming. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, Berto, I was going to say Bad News Bears too, so I'll go with A League of Their Own because women's baseball. But yeah, original Bad News Bears rules. The new one's actually not bad, the Billy Bob Thornton one. I watched it recently. Pop quiz. Does anybody know the name of the band that the fake Kelly Leak kid goes to see in the new Bad News Bears?
The Blood Farts.
Blood Farts.
That is correct. I can't believe two of you knew the answer. I feel like I've asked that before.
Because it's vile.
I've seen the movie. I own the movie.
Dilts, do you think that Jason was going to pick the rookie?
No, I thought he was going to take Moneyball. Because he won't shut up about the A's.
That would be a Diltsy pick.
He didn't pick the Moneyball either.
Yeah.
Nobody Dilts, I thought you were picking basketball.
I knew that.
God, does that count? I would have taken that.
I didn't even have to watch that movie.
It's not really baseball. It's basketball.
Does that count?
It matters. All right. Next question. Boxers or briefs, and why?
Now, this was a funny question to me because I would do boxer briefs. And the reason is to enhance my own appeal.
I got an answer for you.
I do.
I wear boxers at night to sleep in because there's more roomy. A boxer briefs during the day for that support.
Interesting.
I mean, Catman.
Both. I have both in my arsenal, and I use them when need be. 36 holes of Shamrock, boxer briefs. You're just walking around the outlets, boxers.
What's the difference between Shamrock and walking in the outlet? You're just walking around.
No, because you're athletic, and you need the extra support, and everything needs to be like. Take care of better, yeah,
secure
better breathability, no chafe.
Spell.
There were phases in my life. So when I was a little boy, I always wore whitey tighties, right? But then when the boxers came out, I wore boxers during like most of my early education into high school. But man, I tell you what, boxer briefs all day long. And they gotta be like the silky ones. And like Bobby said, it's the support. I would never go back to boxers. Boxer briefs all day long.
Except at night when you sleep.
Boxers. Nope.
I'm going opposite you, Bo. Surprise, surprise. Opposite Bo. Boxers all day, every day, probably every day since middle school. I don't need to be constricted 24 hours a day. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not pretty sure, I've tried to use boxer briefs. I tried them out recently. I just can't do it. I'm constantly pulling that piece away from my leg, the like tight piece, and I want no parts of it ever.
It is
so when you try to wear boxers now, for me, the boxers bunch up and I'm always constantly pulling them down. So
I'm a boxer briefs kind of guy too. The leg doesn't ride up.
It's tight as can be. Haynes her
I could have swore. I would have bet money that was gonna go. I go commando. I saw it coming out of his mouth.
Or like you guys wear underwear? Like,
yeah. He probably wears board shorts under his pants.
I'm ogre.
It's like Garth Algar said, at first it's constrictive, but after a while it becomes a part of you.
You're going to spew into this.
All right. Those are the questions that the fellas knew about. There's going to be rapid fire questions.
Oh boy.
You have to give a one word answer. So you have two choices. You
one
you
word, Bobby.
You either one get word. The answer with no explanation, and then we can talk. So I'm going to start with Shine, and then I'm going to say your name. You have to say, answer the question. Shine, is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes or no?
Yes.
Robbie.
No.
Bo.
Yes.
Rob.
No.
Dilts.
No.
I say no. 4-2. Hot dog is not a sandwich.
Say sandwich. I say
it's a hot dog.
Sam Doozles, Sam Davis Jr.'s.
It's on a bun. It's not on bread. It's not a sandwich.
It is on bread.
Oh my god! Hot dog. Hold on. A bun's not bread. It's a type of bread. Come on now.
But it's not a sandwich. You're telling me a hot dog is a sandwich, Bo. Bo, you're telling me if you go to a restaurant and on the menu it says sandwiches, it's going to say hot dog under it. Tell me.
Where would it say hot dog at?
Not under sandwiches, entrees.
I'm
kids meal, kids menu.
Next question. How many holes does a straw have? Rob, one or two?
One.
Dilt.
One.
I say two. Bo?
How many holes does a straw have?
Yeah. One. Bro.
One big hole.
Shine.
Two.
4-2. Apparently, straws have one hole.
It's going through.
I'll count for you. One, two.
If you drop the pebble in the top of a straw, it comes out the bottom. It's one hole.
It goes in the one hole and comes out the second hole.
It's not the same hole.
It'll teleport.
It's not the same hole. All right. Do stairs go up or down? Dilts.
Up.
Bo.
Up.
Bro.
Up.
Shine.
Up.
I say up. Rob?
We're all about positivity on Life's a Draft, so we going up, all the way up.
I mean, you got to start at the bottom and go up. So I don't think
they know. What do you build stairs for? To go up.
That was my thing.
Stairway to heaven and highway to hell. Going up.
And the last one, quick question. How come Tarzan never has a beard? Bo, this isn't a yes or no question, so you can elaborate if you want.
Because he can't grow one.
Bro?
Uses tree bark. Rubs his face on tree bark daily.
To shave. Jason?
Because he's clean.
All right. I say because it's fiction. Rob?
Tree bark.
You like that? Dilt?
All that tropical island cuisine. I don't know.
Can't grow it.
Jungle cuisine.
Jane, does Jane shave her legs?
I don't And the last question, this is just for Bo. It says, Dear Bo, question number one, did you have ice cream this week? Question number two, if so, what flavor did you get? And question number three, and mind you, I don't even know your answer to question number two yet. Why didn't you order vanilla, loser?
First of all, I'm sure that was Keith. Second of all, I did have ice cream, and Bobby had ice cream yesterday, too. What was it, Bobby?
It was ice cream cake, first of all.
That's ice cream cake.
Number one draft pick.
Did it have the chocolate crunchies? I'm jealous.
It was homemade.
It was Oreo. It was homemade. It had Oreo crunchies in it. It was good. Hater raid.
It wasn't, first of all, it wasn't Keith, by the way.
I was like, that wasn't Keith. That didn't sound like him at all.
This guy always sends in fire comments, though.
I think I know who it was.
One of Shy's boys. I don't know who he is, but
Beam.
He's pretty.
It was definitely Corbin. I knew it was him. I was like, that sounded just like him.
What, Vanilla Bean?
Pretty much.
Yeah, Bean. You like vanilla because you call yourself Bean.
Coffee Bean?
It's Gabriel Star soccer coach.
Oh, nice.
Don't be nice.
All right. Does he listen? I know he votes, and he always comments.
He does listen. He loves this podcast.
Shout out, Bean.
He rules.
Yeah. All right, boys. That was the 60s draft, followed by lots of listener questions. Wrapping up the draft. Closing thoughts on the episode, Catman.
Listen to that playlist.
Bye, Watchtower. Bye, Dilts.
Riding.
Come back in 2 years.
In your Huey helicopter.
Did you say, Shine, my turn?
I said, I'm glad it's over. Bye, Dilts. See you, come back in 2 years.
See you at the fantasy football draft. And
Jay can't miss you.
All seven of them you're in.
Sorry, listeners.
I think this draft was pretty good. I think Jason's team's going to come in last after he picked the twist and heard it through the grapevine. Or who picked that? Grapevine? Was it you?
Yeah.
You think you're come in last? You don't even know my team.
I do. I think you're going to come in last. I like this draft. Spire.
Caroline's voting
awesome.
For
me. I think the playlist is going to be awesome. So, yeah, guys, listen.
How much input? Bo, give me a percentage. How much input did Amanda give?
So I knew all these songs, but she knew she knew. It's unbelievable. She knows the song. She knows the artist. Every freaking song. I'm like, I'll play it on the YouTube, and she knows it. It's unbelievable.
The YouTube.
Yeah, I searched on YouTube and just like, let me look at it.
Oh, YouTube.
Because she was a band nerd.
All right, Dilts. It was good
to be back.
Episode.
Oh, the episode? Yeah, I like 60s. You know, a lot of memories growing up listening to that before I really even got into any other genres. But it was good to be back. I guess now would be the time to tell Shine that the reason I'm back is because we're going to start implementing relegation. So if you get last place, buddy, you're out.
Well, you're talking to the person who has the most victories. So again, start listening and get lost. Please, dude.
No, you are
listening and get lost.
No, we tied now because I won this. I won the emoji draft, so we both have 10.
Still the most.
Get lost.
No one has more victories than me, Dilts.
He said, "Listen and get lost." That's a good call, Dilts. That'd be like a lot of pressure, man. We wouldn't even get. I'd be like, "Oh, I don't know what to pick." Yeah, but like Catman said, keep an eye out for the Spotify playlist. Catman, if you want to make an Apple Music playlist with the songs. You can. I can share that as well.
Sweet.
Birdo.
The music drafts, in my opinion, are the hardest to prepare for and definitely the hardest to draft while the draft is unfolding because I just find it very challenging. As you're waiting for other people to pick, I'm looking at my list and I have like seven more choices. It's very hard to narrow down. My team is a very slow jam, easy listening list. Not sure how it will do, but pleasure as always. And my verse for this week is Colossians 2:6-7.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
I had Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant. You should be at my table just to see him drink. Come on.